Jekka News, you need to know now.
Pretoria 20, Johannesburg 19, Rustenburg 17. Kusatu verwelkom die vordering wat die regering gemaak het met die hantering van al 22 bevindings wat die finansiële aksietaakmag voorgestel is. Dit volg terwyl Suid-Afrika hoop om teen Oktober van die jaar van die gryslys geskrap te word. Matthew Parks van Kusatu het die behoefte beklemtoon versterk instellings om finansiële misdaad te bekamp.
It is critical that government moves speed to address the remaining processes including the pending on-site inspection to ensure that South Africa's removal from the grey listing can be secured by October. It is important to ensure that we resolve in action. This requires ensuring relevant state institutions have the resources, including skilled personnel, to tackle corruption, tax evasion, money laundering and terrorism financing.
Die minister van polisie, Sensim Hunu, het bevestig dat die dodetal in die verwoestende oorstromings in die Oos-Kaap tot minstens 86 gestyg het, met die meeste van die slagoffers in Matata. Nunu het tydens 'n besoek aan die gebied polisiebeamptes geprys. Hy het beamptes bedank vir die uitvoering van 'n nasionale plig tydens die krisis.
Performing your duties beyond the mandate is what we are here to appreciate. Rescuing those who needed to be rescued. And unfortunately, we know that there are so many people that have deceased. And there's reference to the overall figure in the province rising up to 86.
Motoriste word gemaan om padreëls na te kom na 5 mense dood is in 'n botsing op die N2 die afgelope Vrydag. Die botsing was tussen 2 motors en 'n vragmotor. Woordvoerder vir Mpumalanga Gemeenskapsveiligheid, Motimusi.
Indications are that the driver of the sedan was allegedly driving over 170 kilometers per hour. He apparently failed to stop and subsequently collided with another sedan on the same road. The driver of the sedan, which had 4 passengers, seemingly lost control before colliding head-on with a truck.
En 'n gewapende man wat homself as 'n polisiebeampte voorgedoen het, het 'n senior demokratiese wetgewerslid en haar man in 'n polities gemotiveerde sluipmoord vermoor. Die goewerneur van Minnesota, Tim Walz, sê die gewapende man het ook 'n tweede wetgewerslid en sy eggenoot gewond. Die polisie en FBI is steeds op soek na die verdagte. Meer op jackrandfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinar, top story this hour, Kusatu applauds government progress on greylisting compliance.
Jacaranda FM weekends be like.
I want to be forever young.
Be like.
So slow down. Take a moment now.
Be like. More music you love.
Was broke. I filled your cup until it overflowed. Took it so far to keep you close. I was afraid to leave you on your own. I said I'd catch you if you fall. And if they laugh, then